music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 2,000 people have been arrested nationwide in the ongoing campus protests. President Biden addressed the demonstrations Thursday. He said vandalism is not peaceful.
We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues.
The New York City Police Department says an officer unintentionally fired a shot while clearing a building earlier this week at Columbia University. The incident's under investigation. Nobody was hurt. At least 9 people have been rescued from floodwaters north of Houston. Governor Greg Abbott's declared a disaster for 59 counties after ongoing heavy rain. Arizona's governor signed a repeal of the Civil War era ban on almost all abortions in the state. And the April jobs report comes out this morning. This is ABC News. First Lady Jill Biden hosted what the White House called the first ever Teachers of the Year state dinner Thursday. It honored all state Teachers of the Year and the 2024 National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman from Tennessee. The English as a second language teacher said in her speech,
"No profession in American history is as pivotal as ours. We make democracy possible, both by educating the generation in front of us, but we also make all professions, every single one of them, possible."
Fans of a dozen Major League Baseball teams may have found themselves in the dark trying to watch games as Comcast blacked out 15 regional sports networks offered by Bally Sports amid a contract dispute with their operator. Comcast says it will automatically credit customers for the costs. And China has launched its lunar probe bound for the far side of the moon. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A somber day in the village of Mount Horeb as parents and their kids try to come to terms with Wednesday's incident at the middle school there. A 14-year-old gunman tried to break out, then shoot out the window of the cafeteria of the school. Cops quickly got on the scene and the suspect was shot and killed. Fired Milwaukee election official will serve a year of probation and pay a $3,000 fine. Kimberly Zapata was found guilty in March for fraudulently requesting military ballots in 2022 and sending them to the home of a state lawmaker. In court Thursday, Zapata said her actions stemmed from a complete emotional breakdown. And a new Amtrak line will cross Wisconsin and connect 3 major cities. The Borealis line will send passengers to Milwaukee, Chicago, St. Paul, and several points in between. Service for the line begins May 21st. There'll be 8 stops scheduled for the train in Wisconsin, including La Crosse, Toma, The Dells, and Milwaukee's Mitchell Airport.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
O'Galley Cheese Factory would like to thank everyone in the local WRDN listening area for their support of our local dairy farmers and processors. O'Galley Cheese is proud to be part of such a strong community. We salute all our dairy farmers for their continued hard work and dedication throughout the years. For all your cheese needs, the O'Galley Cheese retail store is open 7 days a week. O'Galley Cheese is located just north of Durand on Highway 25.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some scattered rain with a high of 61. Sunday, sunny, warmer, high of 68. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we'd have to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I'd never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman, she ain't afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she's opened every door in my mind. But dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Mm-hmm.
closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living, I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour is through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living, I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour is through. What I do for a living, I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, honey, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Looks like you've got another bite of your country favorites. Real Country 1430.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I
outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived. If you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived. If you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived. If you're standing outside the fire.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks and Standing Outside the Fire here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. Temperatures low to mid-40s, expecting afternoon highs near 70. More rain in the forecast, though. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll be chatting with Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany. Had a chance to talk with him earlier this week at the NAFB Washington Watch event in Washington, D.C. A reminder, Wisconsin potato farmers, you are required to dispose of your potato cull piles by May 20th. Now, this is required to prevent the potential spread of late blight from overwintering potato tubers. Approved disposal methods include feeding potatoes to livestock, spreading on fields and incorporating into the soil, and more. And for a list of approved disposal methods, just visit the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website. But you have until May 20th to do that. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at driving profitability on dairy farms. In a recent webinar by Kevin Dwartet, vet looked at variables we should be aware of when we look at profitability on farms. And I look at two very important characteristics. One is variable cost. That means that varies from cow to cow. And fixed costs would be such things as the milking system, the manure system, the housing and labor as well. Then he mentioned we should look at short run and long run. A short run profitability means that you can pay your bills today. In the long run, though, you want to make sure that your operation is sustainable out there in the program. We then look also at marginal revenue versus marginal cost. We know marginal means that is the last increment, for example, of milk yield or dry matter intake, and usually those are quite profitable. So therefore, we don't want to shortchange our good cows out there in the feeding program. He predicted that in the U.S. that in 2024, we'd be looking at a typical all milk price of $21.04 per hundredweight, and feed costs around $11 to $12.91, varying depending, again, on level of milk production and also a location here in the U.S. He also looked at groups of herds here in the United States. He broke them into different sections. In the top 30% of the herds in terms of profitability are not a big surprise, Bill. Basically, they were larger herds. They had some savings and feed costs due to size of the herd and higher milk production per cow out there on the dairy farm. Quality of feed becomes a big factor, especially on the forage side of the equation. And therefore, if you're buying, you have to be sure you're buying high-quality ingredients in terms of nutrient profile and cleanliness or microtoxins in the feed. And, of course, as everybody listening will know, management really matters on how these herds are managed as well. His other key point was that you really can't save your way into profitability. We see this happening here in Illinois, in which people will say, well, gee, the margins are tight. We're just going to come back on feed inputs or other variables there, and cows drop in milk production. And the problem is, generally speaking, that what happens is that you maybe save a dime but lose 25 cents profitability out there in the program. Looking at different sizes, he said the sweet spot, the real important point, was that herd sizes from 750 to 1,000 cows. They had the most potential when you look at all these commercial herds at this point. Small herds don't get the economies of scale, and management becomes a big factor as herds get bigger out here at this point. Then he talked briefly about different types of opportunities on farms, going from twice-a-day milk to three-time-a-day milking. Gives us typically 8 to 10 pounds more milk here. Certainly a technology on the farm, such things as rumination monitors reflecting cow health, ways of electronically measuring heat production or heat reproductive performance out there. And, of course, heat stress becomes a big factor as well. And then he finished up with heifers, and he said make sure that we have the proper weight at calving. When these heifers calve in, ideally at 23 months of age at this point, lighter and older heifers will have less milk production potential here. And we need to weigh cows to see exactly what's going on, especially heifers coming into the herd. So our take-home message, Bill, include number one, be well aware of the values that can impact profitability on dairy farms. Number two, management really matters, and increasing milk production is always kind of a winning solution here, milk production per cow. And then, of course, in some cases, there are quotas. That's including our colleagues in Canada, but also in the United States, a number of the co-op plants have quotas, and that can have impact in terms of management as well. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
USDA announced the April Federal Order Class 3 milk price at $15.50 per hundredweight this week. That's down 84 cents from March and also $3.02 below April of last year. Lee Milkey will have more on that Monday here on our Milky Monday. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
There's a story that my daddy tells religiously, like clockwork every time he sees an opening in a conversation about the way things used to be. Well, I'd just roll my eyes and make a beeline for the door, but I'd always end up starry-eyed, cross-legged on the floor, hanging on to every word. Man, the things I heard. It was harder times and longer days. 5 miles of school uphill both ways. We were cane switch rays, a dirt floor poor. Of course, that was back before the war. Yeah, your uncle and I made quite a pair, flying F-15s through hostile air. He went down, but they missed me by hair. He'd always stop right there and say,
"That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. That's your chin held high, the tear falls down. Guts sucked in, chest stuck out like a small town flag a-flying. Or a newborn baby crying in the arms of the woman that you love. That's something to be proud of."
Son, graduating college, that was mama's dream. But I was on my way to anywhere else when I turned 18. Cause when you got a fast car, you think you got everything. I learned quick those GTOs don't run on faith. And I ended up broken down in some town north of L.A. working maximum hours for minimum wage. Well, I fell in love, next thing I know, the babies came and the car got slow. Sure do miss that old hot rod, but you sure save gas in them foreign jobs. Dad, I wonder if I ever let you down, if you're ashamed how I turned out. Well, he lowered his voice, then he raised his brow. Said, "Let me tell you right now,
that's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million, just be thankful to be working. If you're doing what you're able, and putting food there on the table, and providing for the family that you love, that's something to be proud of.
Best friend's jokes, things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet, I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dream. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy.
I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just want to live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, oh. I just want to live until I die.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clay Walker, Live Until I Die, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, 43 areas of fog across the region this morning. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, June milk was up 28 to 1918. June up 29 to 1934. August up 16 to 1935. And September up 11 at 1935. Cheese markets yesterday were higher. Barrels up 2.5 to 188. 40-pound blocks up 2 to 178 and 3/4. 7 trade barrel on the day. Cash butter up 5.25 to 305 3/4. 23 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 111 3/4. 5 trades. Dry whey up 1.5 to 39. No trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher. Hogs are called mixed. Cattle futures received a lot of positive news yesterday as higher cash markets, also higher exports, and no avian influenza traces in ground beef. That's all helping to move the markets higher yesterday, and we'll make a move higher again today. Traders are hopefully putting the avian flu concerns behind them, at least for now. Hog futures, though, continue to struggle through the day, resulting in a mixed close. The trade, while seeing some decent export sales numbers, are still concerned about summer hog demand. June live cattle up 295 to 176.80. August up 285 yesterday to 173.95. And October up 525 yesterday to 177.37. May feeder cattle will open the day at 243.60. August 255.22. And September at 255.97. May hogs open at 93.07. June at 99.25. July 103.52. Chicago Board of Trade corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue to move mostly higher this morning on global and U.S. weather concerns. In the U.S., lots of rain in the forecast, which could slow planting, helping to support markets. Now in South America, heavy rain delaying the soybean harvest in portions of South America and causing disease issues for second crop corn, while dry weather in the northern parts of Brazil adversely affecting second crop corn. Meanwhile, wheat markets seeing some of those weather concerns as well, especially over in the Black Sea region, where dry conditions are adversely affecting the crop. May corn up 4.25 this morning to 456 1/4. July up 4 to 463 3/4. September, a new crop up 3.5. September at 470.5. And December at 482 3/4. May beans up 12 to 1202. July up 7 to 1206. August up 7.5 to 1207. New crop up 5 to 1192 3/4. May soybean meal up 10.5 this morning to 367.40. While May soybean oil down 13 cents to 42.44. Chicago wheat, July up 14.25 now to 618.5. September up 14 to 638.25. Minneapolis wheat May steady at 708.25, while July up 6.5 to 715.75. Energy markets are higher this morning. June crude oil up 21 cents to 79.16. July up 26 cents to 78.74. June and July gas both up 2 cents, June at 261, July at 257. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number two diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 408, June 411, July 414, new crop 425. Cash beans at 1124, June 1129, July 1129, new crop 1103. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 430 and 3 quarters, June 424 and 3 quarters, July 427 and 3 quarters, new crop 429 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 416, June 430, new crop 429. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in June corn 406, new crop 424. Cash beans 1114, June 1117, new crop 1112. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 420, new crop 424. Cash beans 1106, new crop 1103. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 439, June and July 440, new crop 429. Cash beans 1166, June 1173, July 1174, new crop at 1132. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound at cash corn 406, new crop 424. Cash beans 1116, new crop 1112. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 188, Holstein fed cattle 136 to 165, market cows 89 to 130, bulls 119 to 155, calves 230 to 920, beef steers 160 to 355, Holstein steers 133 to 355, sheep markets, market lambs 250 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 122 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 125 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 180 to 192, finished beef heifers 180 to 192, finished dairy steers 160 to 173, market cows 100 to 117, market bulls 124 to 171. Hog markets, market hogs 4450 to 77, light sows 3550 to 40, heavy sows 36 to 42, boars 15 to 2250. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I met him in Seattle, bellied up to a bottle, telling lies in the Blue Moon Bar. His face was hard and traveled, as the lines unraveled, I saw a man who could laugh about his scars. He said, I got Shanghai'd in Vegas by a painted woman. I got hogtied by a redhead in Ohio. I got derailed by a dancer down in Dallas. Of me, but what a way to go. rode his fancy and backed it up with $100 smile. He laughed about that Madame Rue. She was into voodoo, a little weird, but she always drove him wild. He said, I got tongue-tied by a teacher in Tallahassee. I got French fried by a waitress in Idaho. I got waylaid by a widow in Wyoming. He said, women gonna be the death of me. But what a way to go.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany had a chance to talk with the congressman in his office here in Washington, D.C. during the NAFB Washington Watch. And Congressman, always great to see you. I love coming in your office because I see the sign, Highway 8, and my land in winter. My dad had land in Oneida County, but it was always said, if you're north of Highway 8, you're north of the tension line in Wisconsin. And I've always thought that. Every time I come to Ladysmith, like, ah, yes, we're on the better side of Highway 8 now, going north.
Good to be north of the tension line. We are certainly in the tension zone here, though, today.
Now, some good news. You have been, you've had a bill that would delist the wolf, get this stuff done with, let the states deal with it, enough of the lawsuits, enough of the baloney, and your bill's moving forward.
Yeah, so the bill passed through Natural Resources, the Trust the Science Act, a number of months ago, and it looks like this week we're going to get a vote on it in the full House of Representatives, which is a terrific thing, and you did a good description in regards to the bill. So there were about 26 wildlife biologists a decade ago that said to the courts and to Washington, D.C., you really should delist the wolf because it is recovered. And delisting just means that you turn it over to the states, which we do with most wildlife species. And that is the best place to have management, is with the states. That's what this bill does. And we're looking forward to a vote this week. Hopefully we get it passed through the House.
And the big thing is with this is for farmers. I mean, right now, as it sits, excuse me, if I have a farm and I have a pack of wolves that's shown up and is killing all my livestock, calves are going after them, the whole deal, there's really nothing I can do. If I actually try to eliminate the problem, I can be fined and go to jail.
Yeah, the only way right now, without this delisting, the only way you can dispatch a wolf is if it's threatening you, if it's threatening your life as a human being, if it's threatening your animals, whether it's your livestock, your pets, whatever, you can't do anything to that wolf, which is really ridiculous.
Talking with Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany this morning. So do you think you have enough support in the House to have it move on to the Senate?
Well, we're going to find out this week. I think it's going to be a close vote. It really should be a bipartisan vote. And, you know, one of the primary reasons that this bill should go forward is, as these wildlife biologists who signed the letter to the judges said, you really need to allow delisting to happen, is they're threatened by always relisting the wolf, as the judges have done. They're threatening the Endangered Species Act, because the Endangered Species Act was meant to cause a species to recover And that's exactly what's happened here. The wolf has recovered. We should celebrate the success story of the wolf recovering. And by not allowing it to be delisted, people begin to go, what value is the Endangered Species Act? And it would be terrible if that law went by the wayside as a result of not following the relisting criteria that are out there, or the, I should say, the delisting criteria that are out there.
Talking with Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany this morning. Congressman, I in looking at infrastructure for agriculture, there's been some pretty good news of potential expansion of the Superior Port for exporting commodities and that out of Superior, which would really help folks, especially in northern Wisconsin. But boy, that Mississippi River, we're still, you know, that west coast of the United States, those locks and dams are just, we got our money's worth out of them, but it's kind of time we got to start figuring out how we're going to get these things replaced.
Well, that's what the infrastructure bill should have done, and it's part of the reason I voted against the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, is that there was only about 20% of it that actually went to infrastructure, or that will go to infrastructure. And so it's been disappointing that there's not more projects that are going to get done, like on the Mississippi River, because at some point it's going to have to be fixed. And so what should happen here is, we should go back and reopen that so-called Inflation Reduction Act that had the $1 trillion in it, and make sure it's being used only for infrastructure, that it isn't being used for other purposes, basically as a slush fund for the administration. It could be used much more effectively. And the other problem right now, though, is inflation. Inflation is just eating up everything between the supply chain difficulties that we're having, but then also the high cost of materials that, I mean, I talked to construction companies, and the cost of parts is just, it isn't like it's just, you know, went up 20% or whatever. They've doubled and tripled the cost to be able to do these projects as a result of equipment costs is really a big driver right now of making our infrastructure projects very expensive. And there's a few things that we can do to change that around. One, let's make sure people who are able-bodied, that they work. What's the number one problem for most employers? They don't have enough employees. Let's make sure there's able-bodied people who can work, that work. I estimate there's about 5 million people in America that could be gainfully employed that are not. Second of all, stop the deficit spending here in America. That will begin to rein in inflation. And the third thing, we were energy independent 5 years ago. We're not now. And let's get back to energy independence. Take that diesel fuel price back down. Take gasoline prices back down. And it will make building our infrastructure more affordable.
Talking with Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany this morning. Meanwhile, I know one of the other big issues you've had a concern with has been with the funding for making new solar power farms. You're supportive of solar power, but you're concerned about losing agricultural land. And again, if I'm a farmer and the Tom Tiffany Solar Company comes up and says, Brian, we'll give you $35,000 an acre to put solar panels in. Thank you very much. Well, where do I sign? And that's what you're wanting to say, wait a minute, we shouldn't be doing, you know, encouraging or funding even more of this so that farmers, they get an offer they can't refuse.
Yeah, so I believe in an all-of-above approach in regards to energy production, but there are very rich subsidies that are going to these wealthy developers that pay some of it out to farmers. Well, the consumer's getting hit with this as our deficit goes up. I mean, somebody's got to pay for it. There's no free lunches. The American taxpayer is paying for it, both in terms of the subsidies that go to the wealthy developers, but then they're also paying more for their electric bills now. If you just saw, the Public Service Commission in Wisconsin had a 15% increase proposal for electric rates. And that's because the intermittent sources of power, wind and solar, are much more expensive than like nuclear or coal or natural gas. And those things are all being shut down by the Biden administration. But one of the really bad things that's as a result of moving towards these intermittent sources of power is that we're seeing productive agricultural land that's being sidelined. And I think for the long term, that's really bad news for America, because as important as it is to have more energy sources, and that is an important public policy goal of ours, the most important thing that we do is grow food. And we are going to make food more expensive when we see more and more productive agricultural land, including in Wisconsin, sidelined.
Talking with Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany. Congressman, you're not on House Ag Committee, but obviously, eventually, maybe, we'll see a farm bill. I'm thinking I'm going to buy Powerball tickets here because I have a better chance. But then again, there is the lame duck. You might have it in 2024. But from your chance to talk with colleagues who are on the Ag Committee, what are you hearing and what are you seeing for the potential of having any type of hope of having a farm bill passed?
So I think what I'm hearing is that we may see a proposal here in the next month that will come to the floor. We'll see. We've heard that before. People are talking about doing the status quo here. And, you know, I don't know if that's productive for the American people. But, you know, maybe what needs to happen is a continuing resolution, kick it off into next year after the presidential election. People are really hesitant to take votes in an election year. And maybe we just kick it off for another year, push it off for another year, and then deal with it in 2025. The big hang up for some conservatives is 85% of the farm bill is subsidies for food stamps and those type of things. Not anything to do with farmers, but for the food stamp program. And we've seen this administration use a lot of this money to feed illegal immigrants, to foster welfare programs. We talked earlier about people that are should be gainfully employed. Instead, they're on food stamps. That's not how this should work. So there's some real problems in terms of just the food stamp side of it that causes pause for people like myself. Do we want to continue these welfare programs through the ag program and for the through the farm bill?
I know on the Senate side, one of, you know, Senator Grassley from Iowa has for years asked for payment limitations on the farm side of things. And it seems like it never goes anywhere. And is that something that you potentially would like to see? Again, he always said, look, if Brian the farmer, you've made $250,000 in profit after all the debits, credits, that's what you have in your pocket. Maybe you shouldn't be getting anything, but it never seems to go anywhere. And I know Senator Grassley gets incredibly frustrated with that. But I mean, is that something that also potentially needs to really look at here with the farm bill?
Yeah, it certainly should be taken a look at. Not being on the committee, I don't know where that thought is in regards to committee members. But yeah, I mean, there certainly should be some limitations. I mean, it's like any government program. I mean, there has to be some limitations to how much money that the American taxpayer is being forced to give for subsidies.
And you've done a lot of listening sessions across the district in northern Wisconsin. What are some of the things that the farmers have been saying to you, what they want to see in the farm bill?
Well, they want to make sure that there is that safety net there, and I'm supportive of that. And the discussion always goes back to the food stamps and those programs that are out there, especially for people who don't work, and now, which is really went on steroids with illegal immigration, that the Biden administration is basically using this for people who are illegally in our country. And so I shift the discussion back to that because that's a real concern. And we should make sure that the program is benefiting Americans and it's benefiting working Americans like farmers.
That is Wisconsin 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany here from Washington, D.C. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid?
see Durand at Napa. Durand at Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa Know-How from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Farming is one of the most demanding professions in the world, and not just physically. Financial challenges, weather, markets, isolation, you take on a lot. But what about taking care of you? The Wisconsin Farm Center at DATCP or DATCAP is here to help. They have resources to help you with whatever the next step may be. It's free and confidential. Self-care isn't selfish. It's time to take care of you with the support of the Wisconsin Farm Center.
Plenty of sunshine expected today in our ag weather forecast. Now, another round of rain is expected on Saturday, followed by another dry and sunny day on Sunday. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, high 66 to 71, relative humidities at 35 to 40%. Southwest winds at 6 to 11. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight becoming partly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers late. Lows 43 to 48, relative humidities at 86 to 91%. Southeast winds at 5 to 8, and scattered 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, cloudy, a 50% chance of showers. Highs 57 to 60. Relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9, shifting to the northwest. We'll see a 1/10 to 2/10 of an inch of precipitation possible. 4 hours of sunshine is also expected. For Sunday, mostly sunny, high 65 to 70. Monday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms, high 70 to 75. And for Wednesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms, highs 65 to 70.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com. You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Imagine a garden that takes care of the fertility all by itself. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. A method called forest gardening will do just that, even if you don't have a forest, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Woodland and notice the diversity of plants. Trees, shrubs, and other perennials grow together like a solid family unit. You can have that same kind of synergy in an edible garden. Dave Jackie has written books about the ecology and design of home-scale food forests. He says the idea is still in its infancy, but apparently